At 45, I thought I knew everything about retirement accounts. I had been a financial advisor for about 18 years at that point. Then I looked at my own HSA for the first time in years. There was $6,900 sitting there, and I realized I'd been using it completely wrong. I was treating it like a medical spending account. It turns out it's the most tax-advantaged retirement account in America. Better than a 401k, better than my Roth IRA. That discovery at 45 is going to save me about $150,000 in lifetime taxes. And here's what changed everything. Here's what I thought an HSA was, a medical spending account. You put it in, you pay for doctor visits, you use it up, done. That's the worst way to use an HSA. And I didn't realize it until I was 45 years old, despite being a financial advisor for over 15 years at that point. I just started contributing to my HSA that year, and my first instinct was to use it whenever I had a medical bill. Doctor visits, prescriptions, dental work. I thought that's what it was for. Then I was reviewing my own retirement accounts, my 401k, my Roth IRA, my taxable brokerage account, and I realized something that changed everything. My HSA had three tax advantages that none of my other accounts had. Advantage number one, I got a tax deduction going in like my 401k. Advantage number two, tax-free growth like my Roth IRA. And advantage number three, tax-free withdrawals for medical expenses unlike anything else. So you get the triple tax advantage. No other account in America gives you all three. Not my 401k, not my Roth, not my brokerage account. And here's what really blew my mind. After age 65, I can withdraw from my HSA for any reason, not just medical expenses, and only pay ordinary income tax, just like a traditional IRA, but with decades of tax-free growth behind it. That's when I realized at age 45, I wasn't looking at a medical spending account. I was looking at a stealth retirement account that could save me about $150,000 in taxes over my lifetime. And I had 20 years to maximize it before retirement. So here's the strategy I implemented immediately at age 45 and what I'm still doing 7 years later at age 52. Rule number one, max out my HSA every single year. The 2025 limits are $4,300 for individuals and $8,550 for families, plus a $1,000 catch-up contribution if you're age 55 or older. Starting at age 45, I've been contributing the maximum, which is the family plan. In 2018, the max was $6,900 and went up every year. Over 8 years, I contributed about $60,000 with 10% investment returns. My balance is now about $93,000. If I'd used it for medical bills along the way, I'd have maybe $30,000 left. I would have lost $63,000 in tax-free growth. Rule number two, never use my HSA for current medical expenses. This was the game changer I implemented at 45. I pay all my medical bills out of pocket from my checking account. Why? Because every dollar that stays in my HSA grows tax-free forever. Here's the math that convinced me. If I spend $5,000 from my HSA today on medical bills, that $5,000 is gone. But if I pay that $5,000 from my checking account and leave the HSA alone, that $5,000 grows to $34,000 over 20 years at a 10% rate of growth. At 52, I have 13 years until I'm 65. Every dollar I leave in my HSA will triple before I retire. So rule number three is invest my HSA aggressively. The moment I opened up my HSA at 45, I invested everything into a growth ETFs globally. My HSA provider is Lively, which is connected to Charles Schwab. And I invested in a total world market ETF with an expense ratio less than 0.1%. 10% annual returns. Every contribution goes straight into growth investments. Rule number four is save every medical receipt. Here's the secret weapon I learned at 45. The IRS lets you reimburse yourself for medical expenses from any year, even decades later, as long as you have receipts. Since age 45, I've saved every medical receipt, every doctor visit, every prescription, every dental bill. I pay out of pocket and save the receipt. In 7 years, I've accumulated $38,000 in saved receipts. That's $38,000 I can withdraw from my HSA completely tax-free whenever I want, at age 65, 75, or 85. It's like a tax-free emergency fund that's been growing at 10% per year while I wait. So let me show you the exact numbers so you can see how this creates $150,000 in tax-free savings for me. My situation, I started my HSA at age 45. My current age is 52. The current HSA balance is $93,000. Saved medical receipts, $38,000. Annual contributions, the max every year, which is $8,500 in 2025. Current income, about $140,000, 24% tax bracket. My retirement age, 65, life expectancy, 90. So scenario one, if I had used my HSA for medical expenses the traditional way, I'd spend my HSA on medical bills as they occurred. So age 45 through 52, spent $38,000 on medical expenses from my HSA. Current balance at age 52, $30,000 instead of $82,000. Age 52 to 65, continue spending on medical bills, contributing the max. At age 65, my HSA is now worth $98,000 after medical spending. Total tax savings by age 90, $45,600, the tax deduction on contributions only. Scenario two, what I'm actually doing is using it as a stealth retirement account strategy, paying medical bills out of pocket and investing my HSA. So age 45 to 52, I paid $38,000 medical expenses from checking. My HSA is fully invested. The current balance is $93,000. Age 52 to 65, continue paying out of pocket and contributing the max to my HSA. My HSA balance at 65, $347,000. No withdrawals, full 10% growth. Age 65 to 75, withdraw $85,000 tax-free using saved receipts. Age 75 to 90, withdraw remaining balances for retirement expenses. So the total tax savings, about $195,800. The breakdown, tax deductions on contributions, age 45 to 67, about $45,600. Tax-free growth for 45 years, $102,400 saved versus a taxable account. Tax-free withdrawals using receipts, $20,400 saved. Tax deferral on remaining balance, about $27,400 saved. That's $150,000 more in my pocket just by changing how I use my HSA. And I learned this at 45, giving me 45 more years to maximize it. So here's the five rules that make this strategy work. I've followed these religiously since age 45. Rule number one, you must have a high deductible healthcare plan. You can only contribute to an HSA if you have an HDHP for 2024. That means a deductible of at least $1,600 for individuals and $3,200 for families. I have a family high deductible health plan with a $5,000 deductible through Momentous Wealth Advisors. If you switch to a non-high deductible health plan, you can't contribute anymore, but you can still keep and invest your existing HSA balance. Rule number two is don't enroll in Medicare Part A until you stop contributing. Once you enroll in Medicare Part A, even if it's automatic at 65, you can't contribute to an HSA anymore. If you're still working past 65 with a high deductible health plan, delay Medicare enrollment. Now, if I plan to work until 67, I'll delay my Medicare Part A for 2 extra years and keep maxing out my HSA. That's an extra $18,600 in contributions plus growth. And that's assuming today's contribution limits. Rule number three is invest immediately. Don't let it sit in cash. Most HSA providers, including mine, require a minimum cash balance, $1,000 to $2,000 before you can invest it. Hit that threshold fast, then invest everything above it. I keep $2,000 in cash for true emergencies. Everything else goes into growth ETFs. Every month when my contribution hits, I immediately invest it the same day. Rule number four is organize your medical receipts obsessively. Use a system, scan every receipt, save it to cloud storage. Create a spreadsheet with the date, provider, and amount. You'll need this documentation if the IRS ever audits you. Since age 45, I've used a simple Google sheet with scanned receipts in Google Drive. Takes me about 5 minutes per receipt. I have folders by year, HSA receipts for 2017, for 2018, etc. I update the spreadsheet every time I have an expense. 7 years in, I have 38,000 documented and ready to withdraw tax-free. Rule number five is, after 65, be strategic about withdrawals. You can withdraw for non-medical expenses and just pay ordinary income tax, no penalty. But medical withdrawals are still 100% tax-free. So my strategy is, use my save receipts first for tax-free withdrawals from age 65 to 75. But then I'll have 20 years of receipts worth $85,000 plus. Then use the remaining HSA balance to supplement retirement income in low-income years to stay in lower tax bracket. Now let's just talk about who this works for and who should skip it. Here's who should use the HSA stealth retirement strategy. If you're age 45 to 55 with at least 10 years until retirement and have access to a high deductible health plan through your employer and can afford to pay medical expenses out of pocket. Also, if you're already maxing out your 401k and IRA contributions, but want the most tax-advantaged account available today. Now let's talk about why starting at 45 was perfect. I had 20 years until 65 and 40 years until 90. That's massive time for compound growth. My $93,000 at age 52 becomes $347,000 by age 65. Then over $1.5 million by age 90 if I only withdraw using receipts until 75. Now let's talk about who should not use this strategy. If you're over 60 with less than 5 years to retirement, there's not as much time for growth. If you can't afford to pay medical bills out of pocket and you need that HSA cash now. If you're not maxing out your 401k match first, always get that free money. If you have high medical expenses and need the HSA for current bills, you're not disciplined enough to save receipts for decades. If you're in your 40s or early 50s like I was, this is your golden window. You have enough time for massive compound growth, but you're young enough that medical expenses are still relatively low and manageable out of pocket. Here's exactly what to do if you want to implement this strategy. I wish someone would have given me these steps at 45. Step number one is, check if you have a high deductible healthcare plan. Into your employer benefits portal or call HR. Ask, do I have a high deductible health plan? If yes, you're eligible for an HSA. Step two, open an HSA if you don't have one. I use Charles Schwab. They have really low fees and excellent investment options. Other options are Lively, Health Equity, but avoid HSAs with monthly fees or limited investment choices. Step three is, set up automatic contributions. Max it out at $4,300 for individuals and $8,550 for families for 2025. Set up your payroll deduction if your employer offers it. And a bonus, you'll save about 7.65% in FICA taxes as well. If you're age 55 plus, add the $1,000 catch-up contribution. At 55, you can contribute $9,550 instead of $8,550. Step four, invest it immediately. Don't leave it in cash, earning 0.1%. The moment your HSA hits the minimum balance requirement, usually $1,000 to $2,000, invest everything above that in low-cost index funds. I use the Vanguard Total Stock and Vanguard Total International Index Funds, about a 70-30 split. Step five, set up your receipt system today. Create a Google Drive folder called HSA Medical Receipts. Put the date, the provider, the amount, the description, and the receipt link. Starting today, every medical expense you pay out of pocket gets scanned and logged. This is the most important step. Without receipts, you lose the tax-free withdrawal advantage. And step six, pay medical bills from checking, not your HSA. This is the hardest habit to build. When you get a medical bill, your first instinct will be to use your HSA card. Don't. Pay from your checking account and save the receipts. Unless you have a big expense, you absolutely have to pay. I keep my HSA debit card locked in a drawer at home, out of sight, out of mind. The only time I'm going to use it is after age 65, when I can start reimbursing myself. So here's what I wish I could tell my 45-year-old self. This one decision Treating your HSA like a retirement account instead of a spending account will be worth $150,000 over your lifetime, maybe even more. At 45, I had just opened my HSA. I had $6,900. If I'd spent that on medical bills over the years, I'd have nothing. Instead, I let it grow. 7 years later, at 52, those maximum contributions plus growth became $82,000. By 65, it'll be $347,000. So here's the growth timeline. 8K to 93K to $347,000 to $1.5 million. That's the power of starting early and never touching it. If you're in your 40s or 50s right now, you have the same opportunity I had at 45. Don't waste it. Do these three things today. Check if you have a high deductible healthcare plan. Open or review your HSA. Set up your receipt tracking system. That's it. Three steps today that create $150,000 in tax savings over your lifetime. And if you want more strategies like this, tax optimization, retirement planning, and wealth building, subscribe to my channel. These are strategies I implement with clients and I do with my own money. And drop a comment below and tell me what's your HSA balance. Are you using it as a spending account or a retirement account? Let me know. I read every comment. Once again, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy, and I hope to see you next week.